This guy had quite the run to start the 2019 season, or at least his version of it. Alex Anthopoulos said he was going to make the team this year. Braves third baseman Austin Riley, kind enough to join us now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Austin, thanks for coming on this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Are you bored out of your mind yet?
That would be an understatement. Not doing a whole lot. I'm missing baseball for sure.
What's the clock like in your mind? In other words, your daily clock. I know baseball routine, it's really strange. Spring training, you guys get up really early, and that's not what you do during a regular year. How screwed up are you now, body clock wise?
You know, not really too bad. I just kind of, you know, my mindset is I've gone into it as, you know, it's off season. You know, preparing for spring, that kind of thing. That's what I'm doing. I'm still hitting, you know, do every day, doing my ground balls, that work with my dad. So I'm just treating it like an off season. Just like I said, trying to stay prepared, you know, the best that I can with, you know, the resources that I have. But it hadn't, as bored as I've been able to get, you know, still get my baseball stuff work done. And get some things accomplished.
Can I ask, are you a cage guy, machine guy? Are you just sort of hitting BP? What's the routine? A T work? Is it everything?
It's cage work. Just getting in the cage. You know, going back to my routine that, you know, kind of got me through the spring. Sticking with that. And then I have a turf facility that I'm able to use. You know, take my ground ball. So I'm getting the work in that I need.
It was the highest of highs and the lowest of lows for you last year. By the way, Austin Riley with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. What did you learn as you look back on last year?
You know, the biggest thing that I think I learned was, you know, I felt like that I put too much pressure on myself, you know, whenever things started to go kind of south. And, you know, if I could change one thing different, it's just take it day by day and not looking at the big picture of what could happen. And I think that was the biggest thing is, you know, just trusting my ability. And, you know, knowing that I belong to play there, you know, at the big league level, that's the biggest thing that I took from is, you know, just not putting that much pressure on myself to perform.
Hey, Austin, can you physically describe when you're on a roll, what it's like to walk from the on-deck circle to dig your feet in and just know that something good's going to happen as opposed to the opposite end? Is there a description of what it feels like with a bat in your hand 60 feet, 6 inches away from a guy?
You know, I think it's just, you know, you're more relaxed, more confident. You know, you're going up there knowing that that guy, you know, whatever he's got today isn't good enough to beat me. And that's a great feeling. And I feel like, you know, as, you know, all ball players that, you know, swing the bat, that's what we're trying to prepare. Everything we do, we try to prepare to have that feeling going into the box. Does that make sense?
Yeah, physically, what did you have in your back pocket going to spring? I don't know what you worked on in the off season, but obviously getting the strikeout numbers down. I remember reading something that you said that you thought that you would, I don't know if figured it out is really, it's, if that sounds too simple, but you walked into spring training ready to attack the game, it seems like.
Yeah, no, I don't think, you know, it's a game of failure. I don't think you ever really figure it out, but having a specific game plan that you can go back to, I feel like, you know, all the good hitters that, you know, I've seen, you know, over the last year, Freddie Freeman, the Ronalds, Ozzie, when things aren't going well, they have a routine that they go to go back, to get them back to the fundamentals, to get them back into that rhythm. And that's kind of what I, you know, focused on this offseason is figuring something out like that. And I think, you know, what me and Mike Brumley did, you know, and, you know, going to Dallas along with my dad, I was able to, you know, come up with a routine that I can go to every day to get me, you know, feeling right, get my, you know, my points right in my swing to where I can go out there and repeat, have a more of a repetitive swing.
Austin Riley with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I know that you do a lot of work with your dad and sports in general. We always lean on the people we know, but it seems like in baseball, it's an old cliche, but it's true. Is it not? Nobody knows your swing like your dad.
I do. I give him, you know, all the credit in the world. You know, I talk to him, you know, after every game, every night, I give him a call and we run through at bats, what we, you know, kind of what we throw. And, you know, along with, like I said, him and Mike Brumley, those two together, they've helped me tremendously. Like I said, my dad knows my swing ins and outs, what I'm thinking really in the box. He's probably thinking the exact same thing. It's just, we are so much alike, that it's pretty neat, and it's special to have.
I don't know if you heard, Alex Anthopoulos was on our station and talked about the fact that both you and Camargo were going to make the team as it was playing out in spring training. How did you make sure that you didn't let that competition, which is great for everybody as long as it's handled the right way, get to you? Because that could have been another brick in the what's going to happen in March. You seem to have put that in your back pocket and just went out and played baseball.
I think Camargo would say the same thing. It's that... that competitiveness that you have, as a player, you don't want to get beat. You want to do everything you can to stay on the roster, to help the team win. And I think, Camargo and I went in that the exact same way, we're going to go in and make it that much harder for the front office to make a decision, who goes where. And that's just kind of how I took it, day by day and just trying to, like I said, work on those strikeouts and just become a more complete hitter. And, I think that with this offseason, going into the spring, it showed.
Chris asked you about the good stuff when you're on a roll, what it feels like. You talked about putting pressure on yourself. What's that like? Are you having all kinds of thoughts running through your head? Is it like the movies, Clear the Mechanism, and that's not happening when you're struggling?
It's definitely a mind game. You're trying to, talk yourself up, but at the same time you're wanting to, you put a lot of pressure on yourself to perform, and I know a bunch of guys that do it that, when you don't, you immediately start pressing harder. I got to do more, and the reality is you really need to try to do less to kind of slow things down, slow that game down, to where you can get back into a rhythm.
With more time off, how many fish have paid the price this year? How many have you pulled out of lakes over the course of this time off?
I hadn't done a whole lot of fishing. Here and there, done a little bit of turkey hunting here and there. But, really, it's just, like I said, I treat it as like my off season. I'm, hitting every day. Weather hadn't been really good here in Mississippi. We've been getting a ton of rain. We're staying indoors a whole lot of the time, but caught a few fish.
Let me ask you something. You could provide. You're a young married man. I'm assuming I've seen some of your work on you can go hunt it. You can go fish it. You could actually provide for your young family, could you not? If you had to.
If I had to, I could go out and get some meat for sure.
What's that like in terms of? Being around, you're married now, and TV and everybody's trying to figure out what to binge watch. And I know you have a job to do, and I'm sure your wife understands you have a job to do during the day, but there are other hours. How's the young married version of who gets to control the TV working in your house?
I let her typically control the remote. She just started grazing out of me. So she has that on.
Do you know how many years that is? Do you know
that? Better late than never.
That's 16 years. You'll be watching till the World Series, God willing.
Oh, I know. And like I said, we just started and we figured it would, give us something to. You can't run out of it. That's the dang truth. But it's not bad. Like I said, we just kind of hang around. We bounce around from, my parents live pretty close. Her parents live pretty close. My brother-in-law and sister live pretty close. So we're keeping ourselves busy.
Austin Riley finishing up with the Braves third baseman on the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line. I'm sure he had conversations with you behind the scenes, but what did that mean to hear Alex Anthopoulos say publicly that you had the team made?
We had no conversations whatsoever.
Really?
Between him and I. And that, like I said, when it came out, that was the first I've heard of it. That was cool. Like I said, to hear him say that. That was the goal going into spring is make the team. That gives that little bit of confidence. From the way it ended last year to where I am now, kind of gained their their confidence back on me, their trust. You know, it's just, you know, hopefully it only, you know, grows more. And once we get this thing rolling, it'll just keep on rolling.
You were as surprised as the rest of us, I guess, to hear Alex Anthopoulos say what he said.
Yeah, I was. I try to stay off the Twitter and, you know, all that stuff. So my mom called me and told me that. But no, it was cool.
Let's turn a negative into a positive. When you're going well, does it feel like you're always in 2-1? And when you're not going well, is it 1-2? And your ability to either spit on a pitch, try to create a hitter's count. I mean, swinging through the fastballs was the thing that was really most surprising towards the end of the year last year. Was it count-driven, or did the idea of having a better eye to get into more hitters' counts, how important is that for a young, well, maybe not even just a young player, but for a young player to try to gain an advantage in every at-bat with a count?
You know, I think it goes back, you know, really just for me last year it was, you know, I was so worried about the off-speed. I was just missing fastball. I think I saw a stat, and y'all may know this or may not, but I believe I saw a stat that I got just as many fastballs later in the season as I did when I first came up. I was just missing them towards the end, and I was so worried about, you know, trying to, you know, hit that dirty slider low and away that starts, you know, strike to ball. And what I've, you know, realized is you're not going to do any damage with that pitch. So just, you know, learning how to not even think about it, you know, going into an account, you know, it gives you that, you know, that edge of, you know, he's got to come at me with something I can do damage with. And if it's not, then, you know, so be it. I'll take my walk. And that's really how I've gone about it, is trying to, you know, focus on pitches that I can do damage with, and then, you know, realizing what pitches I can't, and not, you know, not focusing on those. And that's how I've, you know, saw a little bit of them spring is getting into more of hitter's count.
Yeah.
How often are you having conversations with anybody from the Braves, Anthopoulos, Snicker, anybody along those lines?
Snitz texted me a couple times, just checking on families and stuff, and talked to Dansby a little bit, just seeing how he's doing. Mike Soroka FaceTime me on my birthday. So, I mean, I'm having some conversation with the guys. They're all seem to be like they're in a good place. You know, Mike, I think, has built himself a gym inside his house. No surprise there. But, you know, guys, I think they're staying active, trying to stay in that baseball shape. And I think once we get things rolling again, I think everybody's going to be, you know, ready.
So it's a little bit different from football with the virtual off-season programs. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Just they're checking on you to make sure you're staying in shape.
Right. That's the biggest thing. Every now and then they'll check in, see what's going on, see what I'm doing, making sure everybody's healthy, and that's about it. Like I said, I feel like everybody's kind of treating it like an off-season, really.
How much are you actually missing the contact with the guys? Because a lot of players will tell you, as much as you like your home life, spring starts when it starts, because it's time for everybody to get the hell out of the house and go start doing baseball stuff. The idea of the road trip and the idea of just hanging around the guys, and I know this is a pretty tight-knit group on top of everything else, how much are you missing that part of it?
Oh, I'm missing it a ton. I mean, I was talking to Anna one day. Because off season I'll watch a little bit of MLB Network, but last couple days or last week really I've been crushing it watching games. And Anna asked, she was like, "Man, you're missing it, aren't you?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm missing the guys, and you know, just being out there, like I said, every day with them, and you know, just you know, shooting the you know whatever it might be, you know, going to eat breakfast in the morning, the bus rides, plane rides. It's you know you." You don't realize how much you enjoy it until it's, you know, like I said, taken from you.
Well,
I do miss it a lot.
Everybody across the board misses it. Hopefully we'll be playing baseball in the not-too-distant future, and see you when you come to town. Austin Riley, thanks for the time. Stay safe and keep working out.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Austin Riley, Braves third baseman, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.